A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 12, verses 14 to 21. The Pharisees went out and began to plot against Jesus, discussing how to destroy him. Jesus knew this and withdrew from the district. Many followed him, and he cured them all, but warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. "Here is my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, the favorite of my soul. I will endow him with my spirit, and he will proclaim the true faith to the nations. He will not brawl or shout, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. He will not break the crushed reed, nor put out the smouldering wick, till he has led the truth to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope." The Gospel of the Lord. In a recent interview, Pope Francis said he hardly ever rebukes anyone. He lets time run its course. Pope John the 23rd said something similar. Their wisdom should instruct all of us who have responsibility for others, and most of us do. Negativity and anger seldom have good results. Today, Matthew described Jesus using Isaiah's description of Cyrus, the king of Assyria, one of the great kingdoms of the world. Cyrus was unique among rulers in maintaining peace in his empire and allowing freedom to nations under his rule. When we think of Jesus, the leader, we immediately think of mercy. William Barclay, the scripture scholar, describes him in this way. In Jesus, there is the quiet, strong serenity of one who seeks to conquer by love and not by strife of words. When I look at my own life, I realize how lucky I have been. Both my parents and my Dominican superiors have treated me in this loving, merciful way, leading by example and by praise. What about us? We live in a violent world, watching cruel leaders and would-be leaders boasting about their toughness. We are watching mass movements of refugees trying to escape this and losing their lives, their homes, their wealth. Racial, religious, and sexual intolerance teach us how evil this sort of behavior is. We have to do everything possible to bring the teaching and the behavior of Jesus back into our society. We know it takes courage to stand up to bullies. But people like Malala Yousafzai show us the way to peace demands that we even endure conflict. Thank you for listening.